When the Cloud Isn't Fast Enough, by Sarah Castellanos in the Wall Street Journal. Millions of machines and objects are connecting to the internet for the first time, challenging an architecture that was designed during the past few decades with people in mind. As a result, companies are putting more computing resources at the edge of the network in vehicles, elevators, and factory machines. There are certain applications and use cases where you need to have real-time machine intelligence. You cannot wait for the cloud, said Michael Niles, Chief Digital Officer of elevator maker Schindler Group. Startups and companies such as Microsoft Corporation and General Electric Company are rushing into the market for edge products and services, which are expected to grow to $6.7 billion by 2022, from the $1.5 billion in 2017, according to research firm Markets and Markets. In this new arrangement, data is processed and analyzed on or near the device where it is generated instead of being sent to a corporate cloud or data center. Devices can analyze data in real time without always relying on connectivity to a corporate cloud. The number of devices connected to the internet is surging and will reach 20.4 billion by 2020, up from 8.4 billion in 2017, according to Gartner Research Incorporated. By 2021, 40% of enterprises will have an edge computing strategy in place, up from about 1% in 2017, Gartner said. The self-driving car illustrates the need for edge computing. It must make life or death decisions in real time. Some of these computations will be done on the car itself rather than waiting for data to travel to a cloud and back, or worse, risking a loss in connectivity in the cloud. It typically takes 150 to 200 milliseconds for data to travel from where it is generated to a cloud provider and back, said Don DeWitt, President and Chief Operating Officer of Vapor10, a startup working with mobile infrastructure providers to build and deploy edge servers at cell towers. Placing servers closer to devices could shorten that time to 2 to 5 milliseconds, significantly improving performance for critical applications in areas such as healthcare, connected cars, and smart cities, he said. At Schindler, sensors in elevators detected data ranging from temperature to energy consumption and the opening and close cycles of doors, Mr. Niles said. That data is streamed into an edge device near the elevator where machine learning algorithms detect anomalies. If the algorithm detects that a component is about to fail, it will trigger a notification to be sent over the cloud to a maintenance worker, so the problem is fixed days before an actual failure occurs.